Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Christopher Allen. Last week, a citizens advisory group to Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks started fundraising to produce an education campaign in direct response to controversial crowd shooting incidents last November. Broadwater County Undersheriff Wynn Meehan was there on Thanksgiving Day when hundreds of elk near Townsend were hazed by dozens of hunters in trucks for miles before boxing them in and firing on the herd. The next day, Meehan said some of the elk split off from the main herd and onto private land.
And I come by, and here's 12 cows and calves standing next to the fence, and I went, oh, goodness gracious, and it started from that point. And, I mean, there's car after car after car after car, and people trying to get permission. The guy's like, no, just leave them alone. And they go out there, and they creep along the fence of where they did have permission to try to get those elk to leave that property so that they could shoot them. And it's just like, leave the elk alone.
Mike England with the Region 3 Citizens Advisory Council says the two elk shootings motivated him and his fellow hunters, outfitters, and ranchers to start the Hunt Right campaign to educate people who may not know much about hunting or encourage those with bad hunting habits to get their act together. England says he personally had to unlearn some of the questionable hunting methods he saw growing up.
And I went out with these guys, and they were, you know, shooting from their trucks and just blasting away and shooting animals without the proper tags, and I thought, oh, this is just what people do.
There's no law against groups of hunters shooting into elk herds, but England says those who do don't get much respect either. Jim Posowitz, a longtime Montana hunter, author, and conservationist, says hunter education is exactly the right response to these types of crowd shootings.
There's need for continuing communication, continuing education, and adult education to convince people that this is not a casual activity, this hunting. It's serious business.
80-year-old Posowitz founded Orion, the Hunters Institute, in 1993 and is perhaps best known in Montana for his book Beyond Fair Chase, The Ethic and Tradition of Hunting. He says mass elk shootings like the ones near Helena and Townsend might be hunting disasters, but we've come a long way from when Montana was the boneyard of North America.
Today we have an urban deer plan in Helena, Montana. We got bears in our orchards. We have goose poop on every golf shoe in the state. That's a pretty remarkable achievement.
By the late 1800s, Posowitz says hunters had decimated bison and elk herds across Montana and the rest of the country.
I mean, there were states in North America that were without deer.
In 1887, President Teddy Roosevelt, a passionate hunter himself, shot and killed one of the last remaining wild bison on earth. As the gun smoke curled over the barrel of his rifle, Posowitz says Roosevelt realized hunters needed to make a change. Roosevelt and conservation advocates called on hunters and outdoorsmen across the country to stop the dramatic abuse of wildlife and develop a code of ethics for themselves. And today, Posowitz says elk herds are 10 times larger and wild bison are no longer on the brink of extinction, in part because of efforts by hunters to manage themselves. But some hunters feel they don't need a code as long as they're not breaking the law.
And in that mix, you're going to have people who just don't care. You know, for them, the law, I guess, is the boundary.
Posowitz says media campaigns like the one being launched now have appeared sporadically since at least the 1930s, when political cartoonists scolded people for nearly hunting deer to death.
This may not be the final answer, but by God, we've got to start doing something about this. And that's exactly what they're doing.
Mike England and the rest of the Citizens Advisory Council behind the Hunt Right campaign hopes to do more than remind hunters to be ethical. They also want to send a message to people who aren't familiar with Montana hunting culture.
There's so many people moving to Montana who come from the cities, or they come from places where nobody hunts, and they don't understand hunting. And then they see these shootouts on TV or in the newspaper, and they think, oh my gosh, this hunting is so horrible, these poor animals. And so part of our campaign is public awareness that there are good hunters out there. Most of us are good hunters.
Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has pledged $5,000 in seed money to help the Hunt Right campaign get started. England says his group hopes to raise about $30,000 from other organizations and the public to finish producing the educational series in time for the 2015 hunting season. I'm Christopher Allen with Montana Public Radio.